Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone. Destiny's Child. I want you to know, girls, that I've been where you are right now with Sarah Dash and Ona Hendrix. I used to sing with the group. It gets better.
Okay. Some, you know, yes, we are opening with a clip from the legendary, iconic, impactful, you know, cultural wave ripple maker, Patti LaBelle, okay?
Yes.
Who, for some strange reason, was a part of a tribute to Destiny's Child, okay, at a World Awards ceremony. And she opened her tribute by telling them, as a singer of her caliber would, I'm sure, she was offering pearls and wisdom and, you know, advice, one would say. So she chose to tell this Destiny's Child that she had once been where they were with Sarah and Nona from LaBelle. So yep. Meaning being in a group. And she followed that up by telling them it gets better. So you can call it what you want. Okay. I'm choosing to focus on the positive, okay? And what I'm choosing to pull from this, what we're excavating this week, okay?
Excavating.
Is to always stay focused on the fact that it can get greater. When congregation? Later. That's right. No matter what your circumstance may be, maybe it's working with a bunch of motherfuckers you don't want to work with no more. It gets better. And that's what Patti LaBelle was speaking to. Shout out to LaBelle. The outfits were fun, but I'm ready to be on my own. So the hashtag this week is it gets better. Focus on the positive. Remember, there's light at the end of your tunnel.
Amen.
All right.
So let me some LaBelle.
With that being said, and most importantly understood, and since we're talking about Patti LaBelle, respected, it's time to go into the QTNAs, which are questions that need answers and questions that Nigris is asking. Question one also involves a legend. Let's get it out the way. Is it true that Oprah Winfrey said that she thought a hot girl summer was, and I quote, a movement bringing awareness to titty sweat?
Oh my God.
Is it true? Oprah thought hot girl summer, man, it was a movement about titty sweat. Bring awareness. All right, question two.
Here I'm mad that he started chuckling and saying it again because he just knew.
Question two.
Get to it, please. Get it over with.
Is it true? We're getting down to the nitty gritty this week. Is it true that the real reason they won't let ASAP Rocky out of jail? Okay. He's still
in there.
Clankety clank. He's still in there.
Wow.
The reason, and I'm about to tell you why too. The reason that he's still in there, is this true? Is because the Swedes thought that the ASAP Rocky stood for all Swedes age parallel to Rocky, and they thought he meant their mamas look like Sylvester Stallone. Is that why they won't let him out? I just want to know. Listen, if he called my mama ugly, his ass would be staying in there too. Okay, question three.
Yo, that's his brain.
Too much.
Which one of y'all said that this past Sunday at Day Club, Popular Day Club, Park on 14th in Washington, D.C. Y'all ever been there? I've been several times, off the rails and on. Okay. So, is it true that this past Sunday at Park on 14th in D.C., Scoop Ball faced Real Housewife of Potomac, Candace Dillard? You know Candace Dillard.
I do.
She was walking towards the DJ booth and she overheard somebody complaining about the bathrooms being nasty.
Oh,
and since she's so nosy, she chimed in to agree, okay? And when she looked up after saying, I know, Vine darling Jay Versace stared at her for about 3 seconds. Then they both spread their nostrils and he said, mind your business, girl. Is it true? Y'all know Jay Versace and Candace Miller from the Housewives of Potomac look alike. The side by side is coming. I ain't got no more work left to do. We might as well get right into it and welcome everybody to the Friend Zone, which is your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Who in the hell wants a musty brain? I don't. Y'all don't. She don't. How you doing, friend?
I'm good, Dustin Ross. How are you guys doing?
Going good. Going real good. Yeah.
You guys look happy today.
I feel happy. I don't know about you. Well, I do actually know about you.
I hate you so much. I
was right now.
I'm doing amazing. Life is great. We're coming up on our anniversary show.
We are.
Don't forget to go get tickets, thefriendzonelive.com.
And when is that show, Asante?
I don't know dates. I'm just going to be there. Shit.
You know it is 8 out of 10, baby.
Yeah.
August 10th.
That's right.
8 p of the M.
Yes.
We can't wait to see everybody. If you don't have your ticket yet, we don't know why, but we got your back anyway. You
go to friendzonelive.com. Yeah.
That's, it's show, especially after what we found out today.
We just had a meeting, produced the hell out of it.
Yes,
we
did.
It is, all we have to say is you want to be there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so much fun. A lot of your faves will be joining us on stage.
Don't give them too much. Dip a toe in the water, go on my trip.
Dip a toe.
So you want to be there.
Also, just on a quick side note, by the time this episode is released, it will be my mother's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
The lovely Leo of
we
my
love
life.
You.
She's yes. amazing. Yes. I say that.
Happy birthday, Miss.
Happy birthday.
Nobody better not say nothing about no Miss.
I hope her name gets bleeped out over and over.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say her name.
Sometimes you're not supposed to say, but people will be looking up stuff and be kind of weird. So I just be like, oh my gosh, guys.
Damn, I'm sorry. Happy birthday, Asante Mama.
It don't matter now. Shit.
Not the laugh.
But yeah, happy. Oh, damn. And I'm cursing now. Damn. Oh, well, she know what time it be, unfortunately. But yeah, I just had to get that out the way.
Yes.
Is the shop still up?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
She left it open? For us?
Yes.
All right. So while supplies last, check shopfriendzone.com. Get you some merch.
You never know what might happen. Roll the dice, y'all.
There's some cute tank top. Mm-hmm. Which one of you designed it?
Dustin? God. Okay. It just came to us.
I think it was Dustin or Asante. One of the guys designed it. Kinda and it's super cute. Really nice, especially with this heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can wrap friend zone and not be sweating your balls off on the train.
Titty sweat.
Titty sweating.
Hot girl summer. Here we go. See, we wanted a tank that worked for all body types.
For all body types, all sizes. Speaking of the train, why has the train been so crazy? Is it just me?
No. I don't know about the weather, but like it's been nuts because the flooding and stuff like that. So the C train was running real off. A train was disappearing. Like trains today were a mess.
All of the trains were lowercase today, first of
it
all.
It legit feels like, and we all know the train system is usually a mess, but something is happening. I don't know if maybe like it's just so old that it's just all corroding. Whatever the case, I've never seen this level of chaos in all my years living here.
Well, today, people are just doing what they want to do on the train. And today that happened to me. You know, I hate it when we get these evangelists, these transit evangelists, you know, who decide to give you a sermon as you're riding. Everyone, if you have been in New York, you know that your time on the train is it's a moment of solitude that you're really, really grateful for out of your day, right? So out of all the crazy shit that's going on, the last thing I need is some lady who don't even look like she go to church, standing here telling me about Jesus. Girl, I'm probably older than you, number one. You ain't even lived. So number two, you ain't had enough life experience. You can't tell, and I don't want to hear that. Today is Tuesday. Sunday was 3 days ago. You know how much I done did since Sunday?
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to atone my damn self. I don't need, you know, I don't need that. Nobody needs that. And I think it's so forceful and just blunt. I just hate that. So please keep that shit to yourself. Look, you know, I grew up going to the Kingdom Hall. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Put it on paper. Pass it out. It's silent, you know what I'm saying? People can fan with it. It's multi-purpose. Do that. But they're just yelling at us. I'm sorry.
And then the flooding. You guys see the flooding in Brooklyn?
Crazy.
Well, that train station needed to flood. At that time, but it was time for a wash.
No.
It just needed a
whoosh. Did you guys get the alert at like 3 in the morning?
Yes.
Oh my God. When I woke up out of my sleep pissed, I was like, what is that?
45,000 miles away. And you're like, nigga, I'm dry and up in the air.
And if you really want to take it back, the power outage.
Yeah, I heard. Wait a minute. Didn't they say that Con Edison allowed that power outage, the most recent one, to happen on purpose, right?
And specifically in like the poorest part of Brooklyn.
Wow.
They sacrificed those neighborhoods to not have a bigger outage.
That is really unethical.
That's crazy.
And it was like 3 hours long during the heat wave.
And that shit just happened in Times Square, too. So it's like, what the fuck is going on? And then right before we were talking about this shit that happened way back, was that Con Edison, too, that power plant explosion?
Oh, yeah. Remember we thought it was aliens?
Yes.
Yo, the whole sky turned fluorescent blue.
Okay.
In the whole city. We were all on Twitter like, the aliens are here. This was like a couple months ago.
In December.
It was in December. Like, yeah, we were all like, oh,
what
shit.
What was happening? Was it an explosion? Or
yeah. So they say. Right.
It literally looked like a big portal opened and some shit might have
fallen I was waiting for a hand to come through the sky. I was like, oh, my child. It's time.
I seen that light happening. All I could think about was Independence Day. And I was like, we got to go the other way. We got to get some light.
I was trying to curl their hair while it was still wet.
You are so handsome. Did you see someone started a Facebook group to raid Area 51?
Yes, and let them go. So, and please let the kid, Bravo, Mona, whoever, let the cameras be rolling because I'm ready
like,
to laugh.
I heard it has like hundreds of thousands of like attendees saying they're going. And then apparently the government like released a statement that in so many words was like, we're shooting you.
If you show up, yeah.
Like, that's look, them's the rule.
Like, yeah.
Look, memo, nah, bitch. Y'all not coming.
So I'm curious who's still going to roll.
I thought it was a MAGA rally out there that weekend, right?
I mean.
That's what I read. I heard that they wanted everybody from MAGA to go out there at that time.
QTNA.
Oh. Area 51 at the same time. They really want y'all to come.
But the leader of the group said that. And Asante will know because I don't watch anime, but apparently he said if you do a Naruto run.
Yeah, ninja run, because you know that.
What does that mean? That if you run really fast, he feels like you can dodge the bullets that they're going to shoot?
Because you know the ninjas, they run with their arms behind the hand.
Oh, boy.
Apparently it's supposed to be
aerodynamic.
Yeah, aerodynamic, make them move quicker. So the niggas is always like just.
Let's see you try.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
So that's the plan.
Well,
he's saying everyone should Naruto. Am I saying it right?
Naruto.
Naruto run.
People
so
say
you
Naruto
can avoid.
Too.
Please go, y'all. Please don't be deterred by what they're telling y'all. Go and record it. Because I'm finna enjoy this. I'm gonna have you know what? I might host a party. When they meeting up?
They have a date, actually.
Let me know when the link up is.
So I think it's sometime. September. I gotta look it up.
Log on for
you talking about
up.
Swiss cheese, baby.
Oh my god.
No, stop. Okay, oh well, I have a black business.
Yes, stay your ass at home from Area 51. That's the black business this week.
Yo, you are
we barely went to Studio 54. You think we're going to Area 51? Hell no.
So Kia Patterson.
She ain't going.
So shout out to Kia Patterson, who is now a franchise owner, mm-hmm. you guys, of a grocery store by the name of Grocery Outlet. And guess where it is?
Compton.
In Compton. You saw that
post. Hey!
First of all, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's incredible. Apparently, I was reading an article on theundefeated.com, and it's written by Maya Jones. And she was saying...
Who? Maya Jones.
Who? She was saying that it wasn't about finances where she just like had the money to do this. She said it had a lot to do with gained business knowledge and experience in the industry while working for another grocery chain by the name of Spartan Final. Apparently, while she was there, she was recruited by decision makers at Grocery Outlet to help them with their plans to expand the chain. They were looking to add 100 stores throughout Los Angeles and the surrounding area. And she really pushed for Compton to be one of the locations, being that it's a food desert. And apparently, back in the day in the 1940s, it was the Grocery Outlet, the market was founded in hopes of selling military surplus at discounted rates. But now it's completely changed. And the whole premise is that it sells fresh and organic produce for 40 to 70% less than the actual retail price.
This is fantastic.
Wow. And she brought that to Compton.
Shout out to her.
Not only does she bring it to Compton, but she's a franchise owner.
Work.
Like, wow.
Yeah. I love it.
My heart.
She making moves.
Making moves and thinking of her community on top of that. So that's a win-win. I don't know what's more inspiring than that. Kia Patterson, you are the Black Business of the Week.
Yes, you are.
And for those of you who are in Compton, the location is at 2175 West Rosecrans Avenue, and it's open until 9 p.m. In the article, she even says, more than anything, I need your support. I need to stay in business. The story is really good for our community. The most important thing is that we sell so much organic stuff at a bargain, 60% less than anywhere else. let's keep this open in our area.
Yeah, in LA and surrounding areas. Take your asses down there. Support her store.
And that's
I know where I'll be getting my greens.
I know, right? I'm going to be up in Compton. Okay. I'm my kale.
Maya, you got to go. Got this grocery store out here.
And then put it on IG stories so she can get extra traffic.
Yes.
So definitely check her out. Are you guys ready for the recap?
Yeah, and speaking of check her out, have we even said who is here?
So we have a special guest. Usually we wait but we'll jump in.
Oh, sorry. Just because, you know, she's been chiming in so much. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
They already know who it is.
Right.
Here. Okay, let's jump into the recap.
They know who the real fourth mic is.
Work.
Remember that time I photoshopped my face onto your logo?
Yes. That's the one that get put up everywhere. So I'm like,
No, the best is when we have articles highlighting the podcast and they use that artwork.
Yeah, that's the one.
I mean, we laugh for hours.
That's the one.
Oh my God.
I love it. It's so cute. You know you got to do a part two of that.
Yes. Oh, shoot. Let me do that. Yep. I'm going to get to work.
So Shameless Maya is on the
Yay!
Show.
Yay!
And yes, we're going to ask her about the coconut oil. We ain't there yet.
But we're going to get there.
So let's get into
Let's jump into the recap.
Shout out to Shameless Maya.
So last week's episode, we discussed the face app that suddenly became viral, making everyone look old, and what the true story behind it was. It's a whole ass Russian app, you guys. And apparently when you sign up for it, it's one thing we forgot to add in the episode. You're giving them permission to use all of your images and even the images in your phone that you don't think they have permission to have access to.
Will you allow access to your camera, your photos?
And I saw a lot of people being super angry because their friends were apparently like putting their pictures on the app, like to show them what they'll look like old. So even though they weren't granting permission, their image is now part of the archive. So don't do that to your friends.
Think of all the little parents that be doing that too. You know, parents.
Oh yeah, like with their little kids. Like,
this is you at my age. It's like, what are you doing?
And the Russians are like, thank you.
Right.
So we discussed that and obviously how it tied into our facial recognition conversation from the week before. We discussed making the bands, which Asante is very excited about. Jermaine Dupri's comments about strippers that rap, apparently. So as always, you had a lot to say. So who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, I want to swerve into the SoundCloud streets.
Hey.
I've chose Amber Lynn. Did you choose her?
I did not.
Okay. You're not just had no. You know, right. Shout out to Amber Lynn. She commented a whole lot in this episode and had me rolling on some
of
it.
I love Amber Lynn.
But she said, so on an episode of Almost Human, which I used to watch on Fox. It was
Course you did.
It was because, you know, well, I watched it for several reasons. You know, it's futuristic and my cup of tea and Michael Ealy was in it. So, you know, let's just be real about the situation. Anyway, they had a case that goes in the sex bot / sex work industry, and because of that, the sex bots that were used in prostitution, human trafficking was down. So the cops, they found a skinless dead body, and it turned out one of the companies, because the bots was killing women and using their skin for the bots. She's explaining this really weird. So basically what happened, there was a company that, like, futuristic utopia, they had sex bots or whatever. They were using real skin on some of these sex bots. So when they were killing, it was coming up that it was like these people that were like missing bodies and dead and shit. So when she talked about this, the cops were able to trace the life history of the bot and find where the women were being held and get to them safely. So there was like a lot of futuristic tech that went into them being able to use the DNA to track people down, which was crazy too, since the person was actually somebody's dead skin running around.
This is a show that's still on?
It didn't get picked up for another season.
Dustin!
It was a lot of...
You know, probably gonna have a cage full of skinless women sitting around.
No, because he's like Almost Human.
Almost Human.
You know, a lot of shows go to Fox that they go there to die. But there are a lot of futuristic shows. For real.
Hold on. What did this have to do with the comment? I'm so confused.
Oh, because we were talking about
AI last week.
Yeah. Brought that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another Fox show that I used to fuck with, though, real throwback, was Dark Angel with Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah.
It was like her introduction to TV, I feel like, when she was first
I've never heard of any of these shows.
Because
I wasn't watching that shit either, friend.
I used to just watch
TV.
So as a child, I was always glued in. Oh, so there would be times where I was glued in to Fox specifically because they had shows like Rock or whatever like that.
I know.
Right. So then you go from like, they always had like either black content or cartoons, whether it be like Simpsons or King of the Hill. And then they always have like some sci-fi shit. So then there was like Dark Angel and even the show Angel that was a spinoff from Buffy that was on a different network at the time, which is weird to think
about. About Angel Brinks.
Anyway, that was my comment, friend. What did you choose in the SoundCloud streets?
This one y'all are gonna like. So Shauna said, to this day, my mama won't tell me what the inspiration was for my name.
Shauna. Really?
And I loved it because I'm like, that would be something if her mama named her after the rapper.
That's who I thought it was. That's why I was like, Shauna?
Right, because we were
discussing her last week.
And if she did.
That would be.
She should hear this and go back to her mom.
And be like, Mama.
Mom.
What was you doing? What was you getting? Okay. It made this be on your mind, Mama.
Look, she was like, listen, you need a boss, okay? Wasn't that one of her songs? Shauna. I need a boss. Or no, that's Sharifa.
Aren't they? Damn. They reunited, right? Like
Diamond and Princess did.
No, didn't Shauna and like Ludacris reunite recently? Oh, yeah.
Did they?
Or am I making that up?
No, I'm not sure.
Well, it's plausible.
I thought I saw a picture of them together and it was like
for music?
Insinuating that they were going to come back or something.
I'm with it. If that did happen, right. I fully support that.
That would be super cool.
Because low-key, Shauna was dope.
Yes, she was.
As hell.
And she low-key. Shauna is everything that Kaya was not. Shauna got an iconic. Think about it. Getting. That's iconic. I don't care where you at in the world. When you hear it, you're going to know what to say next, right?
Right.
And so she can brawl with that. Like how Kaya always has my neck, my back.
That's so
well, she did. Until Sweetie stole it.
Was you find in the streets? He said, okay.
I'm not going to play the clip from the interview, but The Economist tweeted a clip from an Anna Wintour interview where she was talking about politics and fashion, the intersection of the two, with Anne McElvoy on the Economist Asks podcast. And what I loved most about her answer to, they were asking her general questions about dressing the current first lady and what they thought she represented in transatlantic fashion ambassadorship per se. And Anna Wintour completely omitted the current first lady from her answer. And instead she chose to speak about how iconic she thought the imprint that Michelle Obama made on fashion was. And I thought it was genius.
It was so like swift too.
Like, I mean,
she
seamless.
Swerved that one.
I mean,
like,
she put the ninja arms behind her back. Okay. And she ran.
Naruto.
Okay. Towards the right answer. Damn. So I definitely wanted to highlight that. And then the only other tweet I wanted to highlight so we can get done with this is really silly. It came from the account Beat Man Bam, a sniper gang with the target emoji. And they tweeted, I quote, I Googled a bitch address and this popped up. I'm not going over there. And there's a screenshot of a picture from Google Maps in front of some house. And there's all these kids standing outside playing with their arms up in the air. And just, it looks really just, it's just very funny. So shout out
a bitch address?
Shout out, yeah.
That is amazing.
Then Maya, wait. They
is
said,
it an actual Google Map location?
Yes.
You know when you do the live, the street view on Google Image and it shows you like what it's like.
Let me see. Rotate that.
Well, this is a screenshot.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So, but they said, I ain't going over there. I thought I was going
Hold on, which part of the city is
that's
that?
That's such a good idea, though. I'm never about to do that.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. Whenever that Google truck be passing by, I get pissed. I'm like, fuck.
I hate it.
Start mooning it. Because
I'm like, what a violation of my privacy.
You see the images with the... like the people being murdered and stuff?
What?
They had like Google images from the satellite, aerial, and like they had someone being dragged. It was off a pier. It was like a trail of blood. And I'm like, and what did you do with this information?
Wow.
Look at this.
It was like this, but a dead body being dragged by somebody.
No, come on.
No, Google it.
Ooh.
It's just turned dark.
I shouldn't be laughing. Sorry. I mean,
on that note, you imagine?
I'm done.
I did see there was one where someone was falling off the steps, like they tripped.
Oh damn!
You saw them. You saw them going up the steps in the mid trip and then flying off the.
Oh shit!
That's I'm like, what a violation of my privacy. You literally, I've seen the car passing when I'm walking to my building. I'm like, you bastard! You
if I see him, I'm a moon him because I want to make the Google the O's. I want to make the headline. So I'm a moon him.
You'll be the Google doodle of the day.
I like how he repeats it. Like I didn't hear it. Like I heard it. It's just please don't. I don't want to. No, thank you. I'm so good.
So you guys, that's it. Ready to jump into this week's show? So
absolutely.
So last time we had Shameless Maya on
the
show.
Who deserves another round of applause?
Just because. You're so loved here.
Just because we love you. So last time you were here, we covered, it was a range of topics, right?
Yes.
Did we?
Yeah.
I feel like that one title.
The one major one.
Yeah. We discovered, we covered a conversation on abstinence and abstaining and like what that's like and how it's affected your life and your creative. Not being in relationships. Mm-hmm. We talked spirituality.
So now you're back to give us the other side of the coin.
Right. And that was 2 years ago,
was
right?
Was it two?
Wow.
I think it was 2 years ago because we're about to hit four in a couple weeks. Damn. So it would make sure, it would make sense that that was like at the halfway point that you came on the show.
Sure.
So a lot has happened.
A lot has happened.
Yeah. And Ryan's like, sure has.
You guys have your live show coming up.
We do. Yeah. Which we're so excited about.
I know. I'm trying to think of
you
my calendar.
You know, I was going to ask you, like, hello, you got to pull up.
I know, because I'm going to go to Atlanta for my friend's baby shower. And then I'm trying to see. She's
trying
to
come
see.
For our baby's birthday party.
Oh, our 4-year old.
Yeah.
So cute. But we. Finding key pieces of clothing that are versatile, comfortable, and stylish can be a pain. Thankfully, there's Style Plan by Frank and Oak. Now, did you guys sign up for the subscription?
Yeah, I'm waiting
service?
For my box. I forgot to preview it, but they sent me some t-shirts.
Oh, you're brave. So I got my box and you guys, it is really legit cute. I've never really cared. I'll be honest, be transparent. I've never really cared for subscription services, period.
Okay.
And even less one that's sending you clothing every month because I'm like, that was just driving me crazy. My closet is already busting at the seams. But this stuff is so cute.
You just can't resist.
You can't resist because they ask you your style. They show you like a bunch of different shirts and dresses and jackets and pants. And then you kind of pick what you like. And from those results, they kind of gather what your style is and what you would pick. Right. AI intelligence. And then, no, they have personal stylists that work with you. And then they put together this box that's curated by your style. You get to preview it. Asante did not. And then you receive the box in like 2 days. And it's so cute because it's ready to wear. It's something you picked.
My God.
Yeah.
UPS came today. That's what it was. Oh, I just realized.
Yeah, because it comes really fast. So I got this like really cute bohemian dress. It's like white. I got like this silky top that's V-neck with these cute buttons and embroidery on the shoulders.
Okay.
Just everything was perfect. Everything fit. That was the coolest part. And then I was like, but what's the quality going to be like? You know, because it wasn't like super expensive. Great quality clothing. I'm like, how do they do this? So I'm actually really excited to be working with them because I can stand and endorse by the quality, how great their styling services are. And the Style Plan by Frank and Oak, like I said, is a clothing subscription for men and women curated by amazing stylists. And like Maya said, and AI.
The answer.
So discover what your wardrobe has been missing. Go to frankandoak.com/friendzone to get $25 off your first subscription box and try Style Plan by Frank and Oak completely risk-free. That's frankandoak.com/friendzone for $25 off your first subscription box. frankandoak.com/friendzone. Happy shopping. But first of all, how have you been? You're our friend, so we gotta catch up. Like catch up.
You look good.
Yeah. We go kiki. Let's just,
you do look amazing. She's super bronzy right now.
Yes. This is a layered melanin summer look.
I'm jealous.
She got her layered on. Life's been good. It's so interesting because Fran's like, come on the show. I'm like, I have nothing to talk about.
We always have.
I'm in my cocoon, cocooning. And people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, leave me alone. Yeah, so much has happened. What has happened? So since that episode, I wasn't in a relationship.
You weren't in one.
I wasn't.
During that episode.
During.
A little and after. Then,
yeah, so I, okay. So the first thing I'll say, piggybacking on that, is it's way easier. For me, it is easy to be celibate and single. There's no challenge. Minus like, you know, guys walking around and me turning my head. That's not a big deal.
And then you're like, sorry, God.
But the challenge is being in a relationship. That to me doesn't make sense. Like to be in a relationship and still be celibate. Well, it didn't make sense at the time. So I was trying to figure out because I didn't have like a timeline. I didn't say, oh, I'm waiting till marriage or I'm waiting for whatever. I just didn't know. I just knew I said I'm giving this area up. And when I started to date, that's when I felt like the question came back. Like, oh, how long are you going to do this for?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know.
And someone that you had like chemistry with.
Hot. Yeah. And then, yeah, God dropped a chocolate bar on my doorstep and was like, here you go. And I'm like, no, I can't. But I still struggle with it till this day. But I think it's good because it's helping me figure out what I really want. But she's still trying very hard to be celibate and in a relationship.
Mm.
That is the most challenging thing ever.
I bet.
Especially when you love this person.
Yeah.
It's not a BS. I'm in a relationship, guys.
Right, yeah, yeah. Third round.
And let me add, obviously you can't spill too much.
I don't want to spill too much, Kate.
Kill me, but he's so awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'm so inspired. I've been in such a cool space because my closest friends, like my true, like my hearts, have been entering these relationships that are just like so beautiful and such great communication, and it's just so much love, and it's like completely different dynamics for them, for us. Just like a total shift of our paradigm of what like relationships look like and feel
like.
And the coolest part is that everyone's dating someone that they never thought they would date.
Yeah.
Let's put it that
never,
way.
Ever.
And all my friends are going through that. They're all like, this is true. Not, think about it. Obviously, you can't say details. But everyone's kind of picked someone that they're like, wow, I never would have thought. And this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm like, happy for how you, inspiring,
girl.
Man.
I mean, it's beautiful, but now I'm just like, oh, girl, like.
When will the celibacy end?
Yeah, and.
What's the longest you've been in a relationship and been celibate, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't want to, like, throw people under the bus. Okay, so.
No, then don't.
I don't think you are if you're celibate.
No, because, like. And then the funny thing is, okay, so I'll be 100%. So in my mind, I define celibacy as not having intercourse.
Okay.
So that's how I rationalize it in my mind. But then I was just like, well, maybe I can do X, Y, and Z. So I was doing that. And I was like, why? It's almost like I felt like I was transported to like being a teenager and being like, my mom said I couldn't leave, but she didn't say I couldn't have boys like in the basement. That's what I felt like I was doing. I'm like, who am I trying to cheat? Like, it's not as if, you know, if I'm doing this for a spiritual, godly reason, it's not like God can't see me sucking a dick. Like,
right.
So that's basically.
Like God's like, that part's all right.
But the other part, it's like, it's so funny how like I'm trying to like justify or make compromises. And so this time around, I'm like, no, let's try, like do your best to like stick to your, I guess your, not a promise, but like, if you've tried relationships where sex was a thing and it didn't work, just try something else.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. Like, it's not this, it is a spiritual thing, but it's also like, fuck it, let's just try it and see. Because if what I want in my life is a life partner, and I want something not just for myself, but I want to
break family curses mm-hmm. on both of our sides. Like, we both come from broken families. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, what am I willing to sacrifice at this point in my life to make sure I don't have that happen for my, you know, potential future unborn children?
Right.
So I'm like playing to win. She's just like, I've got all my cards, and I'll put them all on the deck just to make sure that I keep this
under wraps.
Literally.
So I'm at the point where I'm just like, you know what? Let me just do this until I get a promise from my partner to do life with them. So whenever he ready, then I'm ready.
Yeah.
This ain't about me.
But you know what was one thing that was super interesting? Because, you know, my brain, I'm always like looking at the psychology of shit. When you and your previous partner broke up,
yeah,
Maya was able to keep it moving
right.
with so much ease because there wasn't that chemical withdrawal that you kind of go through when you do have a sexual relationship with your partner. You know, there's like a different level of bonding, obviously, mm-hmm. that happens literally.
I guess for some people, because some people don't. They what don't do you get mean? Emotionally attached.
Well, no. Obviously, it's going to be a different game. I'm not Dustin Raisins. It's going to be different for different yeah. people. But in your case specifically, I mean, because I know you and I have seen what you've been through with other partners and like how long it took you to process and things, it was fascinating that when it was over, it was fucking over. Like, you literally were like, yeah, it's done. And I'm like, are you okay? You
and know, I seem
I'm
thinking like a psychopath.
Like, oh my God, you know, do you need me to come? Like, are you okay? And she's like, girl, I'm fine. Like, she was back to work. And it was like, there was no chemical withdrawal whatsoever.
No detox. I will
no
say
detox.
This.
No detox.
Although I am, at the moment, current moment, uninterested in celibacy. Right? You know, but I will say, anybody that's went through a breakup and has gone through that grief, that process of grief, which is really what it is, because something dies.
Right. Yeah.
If you can avoid that by avoiding that,
right?
I might consider. Well, no, I won't.
No,
but I think
it's not for everyone.
But congratulations to me. That was a very worthwhile reason to endure. I don't want to say endure like it's a bad thing.
I mean,
but to experience that, because if you can save yourself that heartbreak, that moment, God bless you.
Yeah. And I think at this age, it's just like, for me at least, there's certain things I want. And I'm like, Maya, are you going to stop bullshitting? Like,
me too. That's the problem.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing anything.
Right.
But it's just like, well, what do you want? And what are you willing to give up to get what you really want? What are you willing to do or not do?
What are you willing to do or not do? Deal or no deal?
See, my only fear, and obviously I'm speaking for myself,
right.
with like abstaining until marriage, is that I can't imagine marrying someone and then we have sex for the first time
and
while
like,
we're married.
Where is that?
I get
it's
it.
Such a, it's to me, it's such an important aspect of connecting.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole other. Justin is killing me today.
But hopefully, you know, in my mind, see, I don't think I could do that. But in my mind, I think about, you know, these old shows where these people make it like a big celebration.
And it is cool.
And sometimes it's really sad and fucked up when you really watch these shows, because it'd be like young girls getting married into a family.
Right.
But I think about like your first time being like a party or something like that and celebrating, and then y'all go do it for the first time. But, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty by that cool. Because it's like you're unwrapping a present.
And hopefully by that time, you and the person y'all passed so much chemistry that they know how to set it up and they know how to follow through.
Mm-hmm. So that's why. So much to do with intention, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because even that, like, I had to, at the end of 2018, like, you know, new year, new me.
Okay.
I was like, okay, Maya, you should abandon this label of being celibate. Because I was, like, advertising that shit. Like, I'm celibate. I'm going strong. And I felt like that was a wall between me and potentially meeting other people. Because I'm not going on dates telling guys on the first date, like, P.S., I'm celibate. You ain't getting none.
Did you feel like you didn't have to because you were so public with that declaration? Like, you felt like they already might have known?
No, or? I didn't think that they'd know. But because most of them aren't in the... It's not like my brand, but it's out there if you follow us enough. But then I was like, stop advertising that, because that's almost like a sign that's saying, don't fuck with me.
But if you want to fuck with me.
But like, I want a date, and I don't want to like have any obstacles or barriers in between me meeting people. So I was just like, let me not advertise.
Yeah.
and then see what happens.
Especially if you hadn't had like a predetermined amount of time that you wanted to dedicate to your celibacy. Because ultimately you can decide when you're ready to, you know,
and I think
do something.
The other
uncelibate.
Yeah.
But I think the other issue with that is... But I think the other kind of pitfall with that is like women or men could start using that as ransom. Like, you ain't gonna tap this until I get a ring.
They've been doing that since a lot of people do that.
Yeah, and I don't want that to happen either. Like, I don't want this to be like a bargaining chip or tool. Right. It's not, I don't want it to be about that transaction. I want it to be a purely spiritual one. So I even have to check myself on that. Like, I'll give you this if you give me that.
Right.
But in a sense, like when you're ready and I'm ready, then we'll make this shit happen.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think your approach to this, because remember, we're talking about celibacy. Mm. So this is something that is completely foreign and obtuse to my life. But yeah. I really think that your approach is so well-intentioned because it's all about you. Mm-hmm. It's not really like you're being celibate until you see these signs from a partner or you're really projecting it onto what other people are not giving you in this, I guess, engagement. This is just a thing
this
for
a
Maya.
Choice,
it's purely
yeah.
personal.
Yeah.
Like, and at any chance, you're in complete control of that decision. So you are in control of whatever you decide to do with that part of your life. I think it's cool. Because most people do start that conversation a little bit differently. Like, well, I ain't giving up nothing until you put a ring on this or whatever. It's motivated by
it's
that
motivated
sort of game.
Different. Yeah. Because I'm like, I don't want a husband.
Yeah.
I don't want a ring.
Right.
I don't want diamonds. I want something spiritual. Like, I want something like you see me and you see like the truth and you want to do life together so much so that you're willing to make a vow and we're going to do this together. Mm-hmm. But if you're too afraid to even do that, why on earth should I give you my body?
body. I actually had to Google because I'm like, what's the difference between celibacy and abstinence?
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Celibacy is till marriage.
Right. Because I'm like, I've been using the term celibacy.
Yeah.
I guess that's wrong.
No, that's, I guess, the modern
it's
day.
It's like the ENA effect. Come on, friend.
Because it says celibacy is generally recognized as a voluntary choice to remain unmarried or engage in any form of sexual activity in order to fulfill a religious vow.
Okay.
So that's Maya.
I mean, she kind of gray in that, but.
And then abstinence, also called continence, refers to the often temporary strict avoidance of all forms of sexual activity for any reason. So I'm more of
abstinence.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm abstaining as opposed to celibacy because for me, it's definitely not a religious thing or even me waiting till marriage. Mm-hmm. For me, it literally was a focus thing.
Did they say abstinence are also called constants?
Continence.
I thought they said constants.
No.
Everybody I ever met named Constance looked like they wasn't having sex. No. I was like, Eureka, it all makes sense now. Okay.
From birth.
Now, there was a time where I remember you were like, you know, I want to start dating again and kind of like getting out there. I don't remember if this was like after your breakup or was it? It was after.
After.
Right? After, yes. So,
like a year after.
A year after. Some time had passed. You were ready to get back in the game. When you were dating people, when was the right time to bring up the fact that they weren't getting any? How do you have that conversation with someone and what do they say?
So, like, tell me. Let's act like you're on a date. What would you say to me? How would you let me know if we're sitting here talking, we're enjoying dinner?
And which
you and
date is it? Is this the first date?
What date number is this?
What prompts you to say it? Like, is it a number date or is it just like...
It's not a number
feeling.
Thing.
Yeah, is it like I'm really starting to like this person. I should say this now? Or
I mean, usually they bring it up. They bring up like marriage and kids and all that stuff. And then I'm... And it could go for a little bit. But I've never brought it up on the first date.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is with the guy I'm currently dating, that was one of the first things we talked about. Because
really?
I wasn't thinking about
That's
him
amazing.
In that sense. Like, we were just friends.
At first, y'all were chilling, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like...
focused, girl.
I was like, so...
what are your Maya.
No, I was... I wasn't trying to, like, hide or, like, put on a mask, and which is what I feel... this is why I don't like dating, because I feel like when we date, we put on these masks of our best self. Mm. I'm like, I'm going to wear my best outfit. I'm going to put on perfume. I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to do my makeup and then try to impress you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I also don't advertise. Like, I think maybe like two, three weeks into something. I don't have a timeline.
Right.
But
right.
I feel it out. And it's case like if we're case. Having like natural conversation, it'll come up.
Yeah. I also don't think that's something that everybody that you go on a date with necessarily needs to know about right. you.
But I think that's so weird. You know, when people go on dates, they're like, so tell me about yourself.
Yeah, that's
like,
so whack.
Get out of here.
I'll leave.
I do think it's dope that you got to talk to this guy like the first time and it was like a great experience. Because
right.
it's kind of something you just got to get it out the way. And it was very low maintenance. It wasn't like, oh, damn.
Or neither of us were trying to like, you know, impress.
Yeah.
And they say that all the time. Like, it's usually nice to start off as friends mm-hmm. because right. there is no representative that's showing up. It's literally you guys as is, meeting each other as is, really getting to know each other. And then something forms from like that.
Right. Yeah,
guess but, what formed?
And the thing is, I remember when you called me to tell me you were like, you had made a new friend and how awesome he was. And like, you were so excited about him. And I remember being like, this guy's all so cool, Maya.
Fran was the one who was like, you should give him a shot.
Go ahead, Fran.
I did because it was so different, like from how she has talked to me about mm-hmm. people before. It wasn't our usual banter of like, girl, like, it was more
he
like
got a six pack. He got his ride.
Yeah. Like, you know, the usual like checklist shit that
checklist.
We tend to look
oh
at.
My God.
It was more so like about how she felt.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was new. It was like, I felt this way and like we talked for hours and the conversation and even the kinds of conversations that they got into on the first day they met. I was like, girl, that's unusual. Like they like were in it. You know, like when you meet someone, Dustin and I always joke about like loving our little moments yes. when you like cross paths with someone and it's just like spark, spark, spark. But this was different.
Yeah.
You know, this was like very layered. And we had been talking about the kind of people that we date and kind of like looking, setting more intentions for like the kind of partners, even the things we want to talk about with our partners, what we want them to represent and like those kinds of things. And he just matched. He aligned.
He showed up. He showed it.
And it's so cool because she's just been on cloud 45 ever
and here
since.
Here I was thinking you had a tan. Girl, that's a love goal, girl.
Yes.
But it's so, I feel so torn because yeah. I'm like, I absolutely love this person with all my
like
heart.
Like, he deserves
all this. Give it to him now.
I but should it, bless the man.
It goes against everything my Ooh. Body and society is telling me to do.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre, but I'm just like, you know what? Let me just see what happens if I hold out.
Because you know what's going to happen if you don't. Maya, woo, baby.
Woo! Okay. I'm going to be hold up. I'm going to be like out of this. I'm not going to do
like,
any work.
I've been texting Maya for 3 days.
Okay.
She's not responding.
I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you've been... Please remind people how long you've been celibate.
Oh, shit. Remind me, girl.
It's going to be 7 years, Maya.
Shut the fuck up.
It is.
No. Hold on. No. Wow.
Let me do the math.
I've done the math.
No. Wow.
Dustin.
It's amazing.
No, six.
Are you sure?
Because I started my
going
digital...
Seven.
Seven. It's six. Going on
seven. I was close.
And my fucking prime. I'm pissed.
And you're
I'm
prime.
In my 30s.
Well, you're 30s.
I'm fucking mad.
They say sex in your 30s is, you know, is something.
Girl, she mad.
The strength. Like Mary J. Blige said, the strength of a woman. I admire you, Maya. For real.
I just hit 3 years.
3 years, damn girl.
Yup. I don't know how you do it, though. Seven.
How do you do it?
I've been okay.
I don't know how one of y'all do it.
I'm sitting up here thinking days in my head. Like, ooh,
y'all want to know how to do it.
So, Dustin and Asante, how long have you
how long
been
is the longest? How long is the longest you've been without?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Abstaining.
I have no idea.
Dustin's
actually, you know
the
what?
Fifth.
Well, I can't even say that.
Longest in life. A week? No. A week?
No, I mean, you know, reasonable increments. You know, let's not get crazy.
What's your body count?
You know. Medium. No. You know, I can't, there's never been a time where I've said I'm not.
No.
I enjoy that part of my life being very organic and spontaneous. Mm-hmm. I enjoy making connections, meeting people. I saw somebody I would fuck today walking in the studio, you know, but they was going down the train station and I was walking past, but we both was like.
I love that look. Like, I was.
Oh my God. I was like, shit. Anyway, but I've never just said like, I'm not going to, you know. Right. Have sex.
You've never said it, but what?
So if I had to think, thinking back, has there been like droughts or dry patches?
Droughts.
Damn.
I think droughts. A little bit. So I, okay.
So
like, I don't really do relationship. I've been in two formal
Hot boy
relationships.
Summer is done.
That's right. So I've been in two whole relationships in my life. After my most recent relationship ended, it was a very tricky transition out of that. But I also immediately started spending time with other people because I just wanted to kind of keep my life moving. Mm-hmm. So there may have been about a 3-week, 4-week period of exorcism.
Okay. Exorcism. I love it.
I mean, that's impressive.
But the problem was Soul Cycle was a big part of like my healing.
Okay.
And I get horny when I get on cycling machines. So it was like working for me and also against me.
Right.
So, you know. Yeah. So maybe like 3.5 weeks, something like that. But then I was like, hey, best way to get over them.
get under them.
So yeah.
What about you, Asante?
The longest I went was 2 months.
That's months.
Good.
Yeah. That's impressive.
I broke up with somebody and everything about everybody had like turned me off. I was like, oh, hell no. Nah. Like,
right.
I'm not going back to this. Fuck this. Then I met somebody and it was like,
Everybody was fine after my breakup.
I was like, everybody was in my
world out here.
But everybody was in my face after that breakup too, which made it worse. It was like, you know, everybody was like, oh, they broke up now. Yeah. Like, you know, time to make a move. And I'm just like, hell to the no. Like, whatever I got rid of, I don't want it back. So I felt like everybody probably that was going to be toxic came back immediately. I was like, oh no.
They can like smell
breaking
that
the cycle.
Shit.
Breaking the cycle.
I gave peace a chance and I gave chance a peace.
Yo, I can't. Now, the most interesting thing, because like I said, I'm not waiting till marriage. But because I haven't done it in so long.
Yeah, when you.
Yeah, it's almost at that point where it's like, well, goddamn.
Now, like the 4th of July.
Who's going to break the curse?
Yeah, like it's almost.
The rocket's red glare.
You know, it's funny. I talked to my astrologer for my birthday. So it was a couple months back in April. And even he brought it up. He was like, you ain't got no exes to play with.
You got no exes to play with.
He said, you ain't got no ex to play with. I was like, damn, bro.
Not exes to play with.
I was like, you pulled that up in my chart.
Not he over there.
These cards
not
been face finding, up for a long time.
He over there finding black holes in your chart. Like,
he was
hold on, this is
dents
in April.
In my aura. Mm. Yeah, but he legit was like, and it was funny because he was like, you know, you're going to start feeling the way. And I was like, uh-huh.
But what you mean start?
You think? What am I paying you for?
Because I haven't had, it has not been hard for me.
It's not hard.
It was not challenging.
It's always hard for me. That's the problem.
Same. I'm so sorry. Maya looked at
me.
No,
it's good. I mean, it's honest.
It all is.
I was just saying, it's good.
I was working, creating, you know.
Yeah.
Your sexual feelings and creativity is all tied into each other.
Mm.
And so I noticed that the less focus on sex, the more focus on creating.
Yeah.
It was like I was using that energy and kind of just transmuting it in a different direction. And so it was cool. It worked for me. But now I have noticed that something about the summer, I don't know if it's the heat wave. But I am starting to feel differently. Like
you're feeling
I'm like
sexy again.
Yeah,
and it's that AC.
Yeah, maybe it's the AC, right? And maybe it's like because I am kind of coming back into my body. Like I've been focusing on me more this year as opposed to work, and so those feelings are coming up. There's people around me that are like, "What up? What's up?" And it's now it's that point of like, how do you move forward when you have not had sex for 3 years?
Literally,
because it's like. Once I start dating, then it's that question of like, so who gets it?
Yeah. That's I get it.
After 3 years.
But after so long, it's just like, oh shit, like the stakes seem higher.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I can see how you can low key just not do it because it's so much to think about.
Yeah. I don't want you guys to set yourself up though, which I know you won't because you guys are like so much more emotionally mature than I am. But I don't want y'all to set yourself up by putting so much weight on this moment. Right.
And that's what I'm saying is it's kind of hard not to do that because it's been so long.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is a part of me that is at the phase where I'm like, these are my prime sex years. Yeah. Sex is amazing. Sex is healthy. I do feel like I'm in a healthier headspace too. Which was something I had to. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hold it no more.
See, that's your problem now.
Go ahead, friend.
But I think I'm in a better headspace.
Yeah.
Well, you, I think you're taking more of a religious approach to it.
That's totally different.
That's like a different space. You know
religious,
what I mean?
Spiritual.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're doing it from a feeling emotional.
Yeah, I just needed a break. Like, yeah. Similar to the guys, my last relationship did a number on me, and I needed a break. Like, I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to focus on me because clearly the relationships I've had, I'm not a fan of how they've turned out and what they showed me about myself. So I had to do some work. You know, it's easy to point fingers of like, you did this and you did that. But I also understood that it takes two to be a part of a dynamic. Yeah. And so I had to start looking inward to see like, why am I being a part of these kinds of dynamics? And so that was my focus these past couple of years. And in focusing on that, I did not feel like having sex.
Saw the most, I remember you saying that. After you decided to be abstinent, not celibate.
Abstinent, exactly. I'm like, let's get it right.
After you decided to practice abstinence, you said that you saw your most successful years to date.
I literally tripled my worth.
Yeah. The same thing happened to me.
And the same thing.
So that's why.
I remember you telling me that. You were like, yo, I remember like the first time you hit six figures. Remember that?
Yeah.
And like everything changed.
And that's why I'm almost like, I go about it almost from a scientific approach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I do this, what will happen? Just out of curiosity. So I'm like, okay, well, I know what it's like to have sex in a relationship without, you know, freaking promises and all that stuff. And it was good. But now I'm just like, what would it be like if I actually, because in my previous marriage.
So it's like a study for you.
It's a study. In my previous marriage, I didn't wait till marriage. We had fun. We were in love. Actually, he was the first love. Like, I never understood love until I met him. Mm-hmm. And then I did it. We lasted 9 years, which is amazing.
That's amazing, yeah.
And so now I'm entering a new relationship and I love, like, I'm obsessed with this person. Like, he's my soulmate.
Because he's great.
He's amazing. And so I want to know, what does life look like if I actually did it a different way?
Right. Like, what are the results going to be
if I try something with someone who means so much to me?
Can I just say... You both hold so much power, and it's not even about like control as much as it is like, because it's just amazing to me that you can hold on to something and you kind of look at it almost like how it could become a problem. And it could, I guess, in a way become a problem in various ways. But it's so powerful to me that you've had such control and like you've harnessed it and used it in your creativity. And then you look at it almost as how it could become a burden. And
right.
I can see how it could become a burden, but it's just like,
it is a struggle because of being in a relationship and wanting to give everything into that.
Yeah.
But then having boundaries.
Yeah. But I think the good thing is, especially if you're coming at it like spiritually, like you get to do what makes you feel good. Like you already know what it is to hold on. So like, I just don't want you to feel like if at one point you decide, you know what? I am going to do this shit.
Right.
You know, like if you feel it,
right.
Then you got to go with the feeling. That's just how
don't
I
touch
see
it, though. That's the thing. If you can avoid touching it, I think you can hold on.
Dustin, help me.
Just don't touch it.
That's the trick of this whole thing, because it's just like, where do you draw the line?
That's the title of the episode. Just don't touch it.
Unless you're really ready.
Just don't touch it.
Take that nugget. Don't touch it.
I don't want to sound rude, but you know, like, if y'all get married and it's bad, you know, don't an annulment. Ain't there like immediate, like, it don't come back up?
Ain't there time?
I'm not even worried. Like, Because we connect on so many levels.
And yeah, and that's why I'm thinking, like, if you met someone like this, and, you know, like, you have a portfolio. So, like, that's why I think it's so powerful that, you know, with the portfolio that I've seen, that you've been able to be like, yep, threw them the deuces, they never got it. And not even because it's, like, all about getting it as much as it is, like, you've been able to play with your sexuality and still be as dope and amazing as you are and grow from that. And it's not that you even had to have sex to be fulfilled. You had so many other ways to be filled in.
Right. I think that's so the much other thing stuff for going me on. Yeah. To focus on in a relationship, because that is such a big thing that I focus on. I'm like, oh my God, this huge, in a sense, problem, which I think is interesting that you're bringing that up. But I have to focus on, well, what else can we do in our relationship to, because I keep focusing on this thing that I view negatively, which is something I chose. Yeah. So why am I viewing it as something negative? And so I've been shifting my energy into like, well, what are creative, fun things that we can do? Where I'm not obsessing over this.
Because you're just really basically thinking about your bond and your connection.
Yeah,
you're strengthening
in
all these ways. But then it's like this one way. I don't really know what the connection's going to be like. But that's why in my mind, I think like it would be such a dope ceremony. And it, like whoever you choose to finally give it to them, like I pray for you that it'll be like the trumpet.
I'm praying
sound
for y'all too.
For real, like, because you know, if you
send it, I'll take it.
Because if you're harnessing the success in all these other ways, like, please. I just feel like whoever you decide to choose, whether you're somebody that's waiting for marriage and you finally say, you know what, this is the person I'm married, I hope this shit is good, and it is, or whether you're the person that's like, I'm gonna wait this long,
right?
And then you just decide, like, I've only known this person 2 weeks, but you know what, it's been 4 years and I'm gonna fuck them.
Yeah,
then
you do, if you feel it,
and
you
then,
feel it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to make sure that that is come across too, because y'all are so amazing and dope in so many ways. So I feel like you have so much power, and that's why, like,
I do trust that. I will say there's an element that I fully have faith in myself because of the fact that we were able to do this just because we felt like it.
Yeah.
It lets me know my mental strength, number one, but it also shows me that I have faith that if I do meet someone at this point and something in me says, girl, yes,
get
like,
up.
Go ahead.
Blessings on blessings.
Yeah, that I will be fine.
And being as sober as you are, it's not like you're going to have a shot one day and get fucked up and be like, you know, I'm just going to fuck this guy. Like, you know,
but even if I do.
And hey,
who knows?
If that's what, like, the feeling moves you to do.
And that's exactly what it is. I want to be completely clear and based on a feeling, you know, like, to me, that's where I'm gonna go with what I had to be. What I love the Maya mentioned.
BarkBox is the dog crazy, dog obsessed company that celebrates the special connection people share with their dogs. They create a monthly gift that both owners and dogs can't wait to open. And dogs will tear open anything.
For real.
Every month, BarkBox sends the best all-natural treats and chews and innovative toys to match your dog or mother-in-law's unique needs. All treats are grain-free and never contain soy, wheat, or corn. It's also a great value. Each box has free delivery and contains over $40 worth of toys and treats with subscriptions starting at just $22. Listen here, dogs are a very important part of society, especially as a New Yorker. You know, I might not have no dog, you know what I'm saying? But I have friends that love their dogs more than they love their parents.
Yes.
And so I have been very happy to provide them with BarkBox subscriptions, things that they can use.
That's
tools.
So cute.
Okay, exactly.
Shout out to Link.
To me.
Yeah, so hey. You're
shout
next.
Out to Jackie. All these dogs in our lives.
Now, what a cute classic name for your dog, Jackie. Yes.
That trick is Jackie.
That trick, right. Jackie.
That trick.
Right.
Yes.
So for the trick Jackie's in your life, for a free extra month of BarkBox, visit BarkBox.com/friendzone when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan. That's a whole year or half a year. That's BarkBox.com/friendzone.
What I love that Maya mentioned boundaries, because I think similarly we were working on our people pleasing programs, which shows up pretty heavy when it comes to sex in relationships, because when you do have that program, sometimes sex becomes a burden straight up, because it's like you can, especially with our schedules. I mean, I know it's like your partner is like, hey, you're like, but I'm busy. But then, you know, I gotta, and
get
you
busy.
You right, yeah. You see yourself compromising yourself like a lot of the times because you have this in your head of like, I have to please my partner, and it's like, okay,
I'm such a partner pleaser too.
Yeah, I'm
same,
I'm
like
somewhere in the middle.
<That's>
But those boundaries are important too, to not feel like you have to have sex with your
partner. I believe that sex is, and I'm not even being funny. I know everything I say about sex is usually funny, but I'm not. I think sex is something that you should only do if you want to do it.
Right.
So like that obligatory shit, I don't believe in that at all. Like you should, if you're in a relationship, it would make sense to me that you guys would want to have that kind of sexual engagement. And so those would be the moments that you would go for it.
Yeah.
As opposed to you feeling like you got to fuck somebody out of obligation.
Because they need it or they're going to go get it somewhere else.
That's the case.
Like,
that's a whole nother portal of issues.
But it's so common. But that's, especially being women.
For women.
Like, and I remember my ex used to low-key piss me off with that shit. Like, we used to argue about that because he would take it personal. And think that it meant something about him and like my lack of attraction. And then it became like a big thing. And I'm like,
I'm just tired.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, have you never been with someone who has shit to do? Like, I have shit to do. And I'm not always in the headspace to just be smashing all day. Like, if I'm tired, if I'm coming from this, I'm coming from that, I'm coming late. Like,
I won't be coming.
And, you know, there are days where you do have the energy where you can have a busy schedule and still come home and get it popping. But then there are days that I can't.
Yeah,
and I want the kind of partner that, like, understands that it's not personal. It's just an energy thing and hope that we would, like, come together when it's right.
I agree. And not only that, right? Wouldn't it be dope if you had a partner, if you were like, I'm not in the mood, and then like the next like few days that your ass still ain't in the mood, they've been like doing real nice shit for you.
Yeah,
so then at the end of a very long week, they'd be like, oh damn, this nigga rubbed my feet last night and the night before that picked up the, I gotta, I'm about to give this nigga something. Like, if it go down like that, like I think people be forgetting, they be like, she ain't gave me none in 2-3 days, 4 weeks. And it was like, well, when she was giving, she was putting on you so hard, you wasn't able to keep up. Okay, so let's just, like, you know what I'm saying?
And have the emotional intelligence, which I'll give it to my ex, he did after a while because we were together for years. He started to be like, let me stop making this about me and her, you know, quote unquote, not wanting me. And if he saw that I was so tired, I noticed like I'd come home late, he would cook and have food ready for me. Or like, he knows I'm a huge bath person. So he would text me like, what time do you think you'll be home? And then like, he'd time it so that the bath would be hot.
You're going to get some
tonight. And there'd be, and there'd be herbs. And it wasn't so much of like, maybe if I do this, she'll fuck me. It was more so like, she's tired as fuck, bro.
Right. Like, make her life easy.
Let me look out for my girl because she's so tired. And through that connection, because at the end of the day, that's what we're all like trying to get to. It's like,
the
him,
sex.
He's feeling sad because I won't have sex because we're not connecting, because he's viewing it that way, you know. So it's like, he creates that connection and cultivates the energy for that connection through acts of service, through my love languages, and that to me is what started being like, okay,
let me get this nigga some.
No, but I like,
maybe
now
you're
we're
fueled
talking.
With some energy that you can give some energy.
When I'm depleted, if he pours into that depletion, which is what you should be doing for each other, then suddenly it's like, I have the energy to connect with you. Because
I'm looking at you totally differently.
Yeah, because, you know, so those are things I think you should be mindful. But I feel like sometimes people do take it way too personal. Like, they think it means you
don't want
them.
I'm the opposite. Like, I'll do things for people I don't even necessarily like. Like, I remember I kissed a guy that I didn't like. And I was like, note to self, don't kiss guys you don't like.
Oh, you mean like the people pleasing even goes beyond relationships?
I mean, it's in a sense a relationship, because I'm like, oh, this guy I'm dating or seeing, whatever, that's a relationship of some kind. But like, I'll do things just to make them happy, because I don't know.
Don't do that shit no more. You ain't got to do that.
Oh, yeah. I called myself out on that. I'm like, why did you do that? And it's something I only realized this year.
Yeah. That's crazy,
too. At
the
tender age of 37.
So your moment has to be a like, oh, shit, I really do want your ass moment for you to like finally set it in.
Yeah, because a lot of the things I do are like the other person. I'm like, I just want to make you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, it comes with being a woman, too. Like, that's so programmed in us to just be people pleasers and caterers and nurturers. And sometimes you go against your intuitive nudges.
Right.
And you just do it because you almost feel like, all right.
And then he's happy. I'm like, oh,
he's happy. In that position, where you go out to dinner or hang out with someone and they're kind of like you know, well, I bought you all of this. Yeah. In your head, you have to have that conversation.
The pity fuck.
The pity fuck.
I was going to say, that's the great
luckily,
part about...
Luckily, I'm usually like, I, yeah, my so shit is worth more than that steak.
Oh, yeah. Take that.
Look, just because you took me to be sea salt, babe, don't mean you ain't about to be sauteed.
This too shall pass, okay?
But it happens a lot where we do have those internal conversations of like, should I fuck him because he's, you know, was so nice.
Like literally, all this for me. Should I fuck him? Like thinking about it, not even in the moment. He's literally at home.
When it should be a hard yes or a hard no. Yeah. Like,
no maybe.
A don't... hard yes or a soft no.
Right? And not feeling guilty, because the dude that really wants to fuck with you in a real way is not going to be like, damn, how many dates I got to take you on?
Or even use that. I was just getting ready to go there. See, we be in the same
you
thing.
Know.
I was just getting ready to go there, because if that's even your approach to try to become intimate with me, or with y'all in this
like
case.
Like transactional.
Yeah, like, because he took y'all to a nice, y'all supposed to be eating like that any damn way. That ain't no, that's not no, that's, that is to me like so basic and so like food. You don't have any game. And like now I'm totally like discounting you like in general. I'm disinterested at this point.
Right. Because
when it's that basic of an approach, I don't know, it's just the attraction is, it's just completely waned for me at that point.
Right.
If that's what you want. Because you two, we went somewhere nice and did all this. And so now...
It's a transaction base.
Yeah, like, get out of here. And the transaction ain't even high enough. Dinner.
Like, Cardi B, let's pull up her Instagram post where she's like, there's first level tricking.
Okay. I was going to say, like Megan Thee Stallion say, quit calling him a trick if he only buy your food.
But that's different. Oh, damn.
I mean.
She said gas station. And then I heard Rihanna.
But so how are you navigating this? And this, like, it's been challenging. I know that.
Yeah, I'm just focusing on love. I'm just like, okay, what can I focus on? Just be like, show and express love in other ways.
So what would you do? And obviously this is not saying that this is what's happening, but I'm asking hypothetically, if he was like, but I don't want to wait to marriage, what happens then?
Then you,
because that's a big ask.
I know. But then, but this is the thing, like, this is what I want for myself.
Right.
And if that's not something that is in your vision, then that's totally fine. Then we need to go, because there's people that will meet you where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I'm at. And if I continue to change my course because of the other person, then I'm doing it to please them versus me or my relationship with God. So I don't want to lose this person. I really don't. But I also know that God will give you more than you can even fathom or imagine. So why settle for less? In my life, at least.
You seen the meme? And it's like your plan is something small, and it's like God's plan is something like grand.
It's major. And so I'm like, I could just, you know, take the check and run, but I don't want to. I want to see this investment grow. I want to see you stack, baby.
I always think it's dope when you meet people that you do kind of disagree with in values like that, but y'all do meet each other halfway to see like how far you can go.
That's actually the amazing thing about my current partners, because we do have different viewpoints, and he's challenging me, not in a condescending or negative way.
Right.
He's literally asking me questions because he's trying to understand, because he doesn't share my perspective. Mm-hmm. He doesn't come from the same religious background, but he comes from a place of love. Like, so we both speak love. We just speak it in different languages. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to understand me and I'm trying to understand him, and I get it. Like, I get wanting to have sex, and I think it's beautiful. But I can't shake this thing that is in my mind. Like, I can't, because I've tried for too long to make little compromises. But then there's a voice in the back of my head that's like, what'd I say? I said, wait. And I'm like, wow. So, I mean, if he were to say that to me, it would suck. It would really, really suck. But.
Okay.
And you would pass up that amazing connection.
No, because now he's giving me an ultimatum.
Right.
We don't do ultimatums.
Right.
So like, what if, this is where it gets good. So what if at this point though, he is not issuing you per se an ultimatum.
Yeah.
More so saying like, baby, I don't know, you know, like what changed, or nothing has changed essentially between you and I, but essentially like where I'm meeting you halfway, I'm telling you that at this point, sex has become a higher priority for me, and it's something that, like, I can't shake this. And so let's figure it out. Cause I don't want to pressure you to challenge your fundamental values. You know what I mean? But I also want to be honest about how I'm feeling at this moment.
I want that.
And so,
and his own life path.
How do we move forward with that? Because I do love you.
Right.
And I do want forever with you. And I'm trying to do things in accordance with what I know your purpose is. But today, I'm having a hard time, literally.
Right, yeah, so. No. And that's what I love about him, because he talks to me about things that bother him.
It's like open
communication. Versus bottling it up. I have no idea what's happening. Then you do some twisted thing and I find out about it.
Right.
I hate that shit.
How do you...
How would I navigate that?
I guess it would have to be something you... A bridge you cross when you come to it.
Yeah.
Sort of.
And then I would... I think what I would go back to is... If you believe in the same belief system as I do, which is a vow, is essentially what I'm asking for. Like, a vow to spend your life with me, then why can't you give me that? Can you? And then if the excuse is, oh, I don't have money, I can't afford it, X, Y, and Z, I'm like, for me, it's not about that. It's not about this, you know, however many carat diamonds. I don't even freaking like diamonds. It's not about this massive wedding with, like, everyone. I feel like the idea of marriage has been so twisted, at least for me, of like it becomes this money drain. And I'm not asking for money. I'm asking for a vow.
Okay, interesting. So what you're saying, if I'm understanding you correctly, is that at that point, if a person had exhibited to you that they were fully in support of and attempting to understand where you were stationed currently in life as far as your belief system and your choices sexually, and they told you, you know, and they had been, you guys had been together for as long as you had been. They had been working with you, working together with you, you know what I mean? To exist in harmony. And then they approach you with that at that intersection. What you're saying to me is you would then be open to saying, okay, well, since you want to spend forever with me and I want to spend forever with you, and we're at this point where we realize that and you're having this issue, then let's go ahead and get married.
Yes.
At that point.
Yes.
Okay. And because then everybody wins.
You know what I mean? Because then it's no longer like, it's not about me holding this sex from you.
Right.
It's about me and you agreeing to make a vow together. So it's not all on me. You know what I mean? It's a partnership. Like two people have to be in agreement. If the whole thing is like this thing on sex, like I'm as frustrated as you, my guy. Like, release me from this.
Right.
Okay. I guess when I think about it, I just always wonder, like, how many people, though, have gotten married because they have the sex in their head, their mind.
And it's for all the wrong reasons.
And that kind of is what gives me anxiety about it, because it's like, it becomes such a point of conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
That it's like, how are you not almost accelerating the trajectory of the marriage
because of that?
Right. And that would
that's
be my
what
fear.
Happens mostly. Yeah.
I grew up in a religion where sex, where premarital sex is not a thing that is a part of the program. It's actually shunned, and you get, there's consequence involved in you engaging in that. And I saw so many people who were around my age,
like just
getting married at 19,
right.
getting married at 20. You know, and taking on these really, really adult responsibilities and livelihoods
because
for the sake
of that
of
one
not,
thing.
You know what I mean? And
that's scary to me, too.
I never understood that. I always felt like there was a gestational process involved in this. Like, you need to arrive at a point of maturity to even be able to understand that. Like, where you are today, it's a different conversation hearing that from you versus a 19-year-old.
But that's also what I think. Yeah. Like, I think I'm able to feel this and think this and have this revelation because
you've done
experience.
It.
I've done otherwise. And I think the confusion with Christianity is you have to live a perfect life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. You have to live a life and then learn you want to do it differently.
Yeah.
So I don't shun anyone having the choices that they made, because I made choices and it got me to where I'm at. I don't follow things blindly. I have to actually dip my toe in the water.
Yeah, like,
and
that's see, right.
And see if it works, because I'm a human being and I'm curious and I don't want to just blindly listen to people. And I think if anything, God enjoys that. God wants you to figure it out for yourself, not to just blindly follow because that's what everyone is saying.
That's how I feel.
That's how I feel too.
And I respect that about you. Because, like, you know, we'll crack jokes on you or Shannon or whatever. And Maya is, that's her home frequency. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, she'll joke and we'll crack and talk about men. But at the end of the day, like, she's like, that voice is still in my head. It's saying what it's saying. Yes, it's almost 7 years.
Okay, so listen.
But she's there. Like, she's sticking to it.
And if this is what 37 is looking like, a lot of people can't wait to get there. That's all I'm going to say. On a petty note.
On a petty note.
That relationship ever ended, you ever be like, that's why I ain't give your ass nine.
Listen, that's how, that's exactly what I say.
Yeah, that's why, like, mm-hmm. does it happen? Because
you know they say
lot?
Hindsight is 20/20.
Because, yeah, you know, somebody always act like, this is why you ain't giving it up. Be like, you right. Exactly. This is exactly why I'm not giving it up.
Right.
What is that like? Do you Clarity. Ever feel like a sense of redemption after that? Be like, I knew it. Like, I knew
yes.
I'm glad I waited.
Yes.
Like, talk more about that sensation.
So when I broke up with my ex, I was just like, thank God. Thank God. Like, because I didn't have any, like, emotional baggage.
Yeah.
And I felt like the breakup process was already starting months ago because I was trying to figure out my boundaries. Like, now Dustin told me nothing below the waist. Got it. See, I was like, play with fire. I didn't know what the boundaries were. And so it was such a quick thing for me to get over. The only thing that was hard for me to get over was how easily I was manipulated. Because in the world of dating, at least in, let me speak on my relationship, I felt like we were both wearing a mask, especially him. He was trying to be the best boyfriend. And people would ask me, oh, how's your boyfriend? I'm like, he's a perfect boyfriend. I don't know what else to say. Like, almost, it was odd. Like, we didn't have any, I don't know, like, push and pull.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, he buys me things. He takes me out to dinner.
Like, he's literally a boyfriend.
He's a...
Not necessarily
a good... My boyfriend. He's, like, a good boyfriend.
That's it? Like, just a factory set?
Like, dates, thoughtful calls, texts, like...
So, everything you could have wanted.
Yeah, at the time, but I was, like, still question marking. I'm like, I don't know what it is, but, like, he's good. And then I started dating, and then I started to, like... realize, oh, it was the emotional intelligence and self-awareness and spirituality that I was missing.
Damn.
That's a lot, actually. Yeah.
The Holy Trinity.
Shit. And but that's also because our value systems have changed.
Mm.
And like at this
age. I just didn't even know.
Well, that's the thing, because we kind of have to go through the motions to start figuring out like what works and what doesn't. And now I noticed, you know, even 5-6 years ago, what I was interested in is it's like, I'm so far from that at this
same.
Point.
Oh
like,
my
same.
God, yeah.
You could just be handsome.
Right, girl?
Well-dressed, have a great career, maybe a great family or not. Decent conversation where I care to talk to you. And like, I would look at you and be like, let's try.
Yeah, literally.
But now, like, that wouldn't even hold me.
You'd be like, all right.
It's just, yeah, like it's sad when you get to that point where you're like, this guy's good looking. Like you, I think my choices were way more based on chemistry. And now because I'm not having sex, that's not my draw anymore.
Mine is like value system.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I'm like, if we're going to live together for like, people don't actually do the math. People live how long? 70, 80, 90, 100 years?
You're white people.
You're saying you want to do life with this one person for life? You want to make a vow to this person? It has to be more than chemistry and feelings.
It absolutely has to.
And people don't realize that, and nobody teaches us this. And so I've had to been like, okay, if I was going to pick one person to spend the rest of my life with, it can't be about looks or money in the bank account. Like, it has to be like
who they are.
Yeah, who they are. And like, we have to connect. And when I look at my life, my friends are the greatest example of love. Like, I don't ever see a falling out between any of the current friends I have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's life. Mm-hmm. And same with the family members I have. Like, we pick people, especially platonic friends, because of certain qualities. I mean, maybe not everybody, but the friends in my life,
I agree with you.
Like, and why can't we apply those same
that approach
measure to dating? Yeah. It's on a superficial, almost like an animalistic thing. It's just like, I want to fuck.
That's the fun part.
And he dressed cute.
Yeah.
And he bought me dinner.
No, but it's true, because a lot of my married friends, like the the fights that they're having sometimes, I'll be like, but y'all didn't have that conversation before y'all got married. You know, like things about like how they want to raise the kids.
I get it though.
He won't whoop this child.
Yeah, like what? Just completely different value systems. And it like gives me anxiety because I'm like, you guys are already married with kids and you're just now having these conversations about how you view life.
Yeah.
That's bugged out to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So if you're trying to do like a life
like finances, like viewing finances differently, even what city you want to live in. Right. I don't want to live like that. Well, I want to live in a city. I want to live in a suburb. Mm-hmm. And I want to be next to my family. Like, how do you not have these conversations?
Especially once you decide to embark upon a life together, a household together.
Such big responsibilities.
The things that you anticipate
and
coming.
Ain't nobody
along.
Reading books on this. Like, people... To get
Shout
a driver's license.
Right.
Right. Shout out to Sham Booty's book. Go get it.
Happy book release day.
But like people go into relationships blindly.
Mm-hmm.
Like before you can drive a car on the road, you have to do all these tests.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't apply that same principle in dating.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I mean, to each your own, but if you're trying to do life with one person, read lots of books.
Yeah.
Maya always cracks me up because she has this thing where she Googles everything.
All right.
But it'll be like, what's a micropenis?
Hopefully you'll never know.
That's like usually my fear. Real.
She'll be Ooh. Going through things with people and she'll Google it. I'll be like, girl. I'm like, girl, why are you?
And then I read
that?
Stories about people who got married and the wife finds out he has a micro penis. I was just like, oh my God.
No, don't do that. Don't shame the micro penises of the world. We love you.
But we don't want the mask. Don't wear the mask. Don't lie.
Right. Don't lie about your micro penis.
Just be honest with who you are. Maybe not on day one.
When do you bring that up?
Well, you don't.
By
That's
the way.
What the problem is.
But I can make up for it in other ways.
What if they bring that up? Like, what if you're finally like, never mind. Never mind.
Listen,
I'm so sorry.
Then you get married.
Two fingers.
And some coconut.
Oh, does wonders for me. So let's see what you got.
I'm being very nice tonight. I just want y'all to know that. Because, baby, what? Are you talking about time wasted? I would be so goddamn real.
No, anyway,
go ahead. Well,
I do love. Have you guys found that the questions you're asking, like what you're inquisitive about in people, has it changed in the past like 5-10 years?
Absolutely. It changes about every 5 years for me.
Nice.
And so I start to think about more, and I'm a guy, so our whole emotional makeup is completely different from you ladies.
Yeah.
So I have started asking myself questions where I'll be like, wait a minute, player. Why you even give a fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But things cross my mind now. I also am paying a lot more attention to my habits. It used to be, and I don't care, I can share this because y'all already know. But for me,
if you're buying sneakers online, there's more than a coin flip's chance that the shoe you're looking at is fake.
Damn.
Ain't that crazy? But GOAT.com is the safest way to buy and sell authentic sneakers online. They're the largest marketplace in the world for authentic Yeezys, Jordans, and over 600,000 sneaker listings. They made the whole process frictionless by only accepting sellers with the best reputation and verifying all sneakers to ensure their authenticity. Every detail is inspected, from the stitching and color to the size and weight.
Okay.
And GOAT certifies that every pair of sneakers on their site matches exact factory specifications. You won't find better prices for verified 100% authentic sneakers anywhere else. Find the perfect 100% authentic sneaker at GOAT.com/friendzone. That's GOAT.com/friendzone. Plus, you'll also be supporting our show. But you've got to go right now before the sneakers you want are gone. So go to GOAT, that's spelled G-O-A-T. .com/friendzone. That's GOAT.com/friendzone.
Because y'all already know. But for me, Mondays and Tuesdays, for some reason, I don't know what it was, but like Mondays and Tuesdays are like my days to have sex.
That's so
Monday and Tuesday.
Mondays
you got
and
a
Tuesdays,
routine.
I would just feel just...
It was a pattern created.
I don't know. It just... And I would... It wouldn't be that I was doing anything differently. It just would be those days of the week for some reason. I would just be like, man, I'm just raging. Like, my hormones.
Reeling from the weekend.
Mondays and Tuesdays.
You better be careful. People going to pull up on you on Mondays and Tuesdays. Like, hey. Heard like, you was nah, around.
Okay. No, thank you. I'm thinking about things differently now. But no, like... So I've noticed that, like, my habits have changed.
It's Thursdays and Fridays.
Yeah, maybe Wednesday, Sunday. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily together like it used to be. But that changed and just my entire approach. I am a person who, for a lot of reasons, nothing about sex can ever feel forced or routine to me outside of my frequency of having it. So I always want to feel inspired when it comes to my sex life. And the minute that I don't feel that way, I know it's time for me to make some changes. Mm. And so I have noticed a change in a lot of things, you know?
Yeah. I even like the dudes, I mean, I haven't been like out there, but I notice even the conversations. Like there's one dude, and you'll know who I'm talking about, but everyone's like, how are you not dating him? He's a model. He's like beautiful and literally, we look great together. He's super sweet. There's literally not much missing as far as, like, why not date him? But I also don't have the, like, yes, I should date him.
So don't
you
do
know
it.
What I mean? Yeah. Like, there's no pull. There's no hard yes. And I'm at that point where, like, it's going to feel like a hard yes. And he's great. But when we talk, I don't feel charged. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like it's an autopilot. And it's like, I have done that before.
Right.
Where someone is so fine and we look so great that it's doable. And I kind of, like, don't want to do that anymore. And then I meet people, like, my friends. Like Maya was saying, like, Jesse. Shout out to Jesse Boykins, one of, like, my closest friends. The conversations we have, like, we'll be on the phone for hours and just talking. When he comes to my house, we'll lay on the couch and just, like, go into our little zones of weird shit. We be talking about metaphysics and God knows what. And then we talk about music. And I'm like, if I feel so charged like that by my friends, you know, like Maya was saying, I want to have that same feeling with a partner.
I think you're supposed to.
Yeah. And I have been lucky. I will say, like, the partners that I have had are awesome in that sense. Like, they're emotionally intelligent, super brilliant, and always kept me challenged, and you know, but then obviously there was always something missing, and I'm excited to get back out there, but you know, I'm curious what it's gonna be like at this point, because I'm like, whoa, child.
Maya, you're having fun right now.
Well, but prior
she
to
is having fun,
yeah, but like just before, like, you know, we made things official, mm-hmm. I was like on my Eat, Pray, Love. I was having so much fun by myself, mm-hmm. and I was on this mission of like have fun. Be and spread love. Just be open. I feel like when it comes to relationships, especially when you've chosen to live a certain way, mm-hmm. it's so easy to like close off the world. So then the challenge is, how do you keep a certain belief system while having fun?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to be so open to like encounter, especially new types of people.
Yeah.
Because people are already intimidated to like approach anyone.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let alone, you know, an attractive woman. So it's like, I was learning how to just be open, because as a businesswoman, everything is like.
Right. Defined.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like business. And I'm like very serious. And it's all these things. And I'm like, girl, you need to let that go. Like, be open, be happy. Just look at people and smile when they look at you.
Yeah.
Like, give them an invitation to at least talk. And that doesn't mean marry me. That just means let's talk, let's get to know each other.
And also don't if you don't feel like it either.
Right.
And if them teeth are messed up when they smile back.
No.
So there you go. Another benefit.
Look, just
smile,
just shake
first.
Your head and don't go back to your dream.
See? Okay.
Just be
that's
like,
it.
And the but beauty, even then, the I have to look it, past that.
The no, beauty of it is being by yourself, too. No, look at this.
No, you do not. But you what if you guy work with too the... hard, okay? To be sitting up in front of somebody's snaggletooth. No, you don't, okay, Maya?
But what if the snaggletooth is such a great human being?
Then we start the conversation about orthodontia.
No, orthodontia.
But see, that as a woman is in the back of our heads. We're like,
you can clean him up. Yeah. I remember when my uncle got married, he got remarried, his new wife cleaned his ass.
Stop it.
They got a new house. He got like his business to improve. Like every she cleaned him up.
That's what
she started dressing cute and stuff.
No, like, yeah.
It happens.
Yep.
But I was saying that the beauty of spending so much time by yourself is that you really learn what you feel like.
Right.
Like outside of other people. And so when people come back into your space, you know how to separate yourself. Because I think a lot, too, what was happening to us was that we get entangled with people emotionally very easily. And that's why our boundaries were so soft with them. You know, where like even the people pleasing and all that. So what's nice is I know a friend feels like very well these 3 years. So when that partner comes in, I can have, you know, I can give you what you need, but I also know what I need.
Yeah.
And I'm very clear on when I have to say it and set the boundary. And like there, it's a me and you, not like a us with everything. And I think that that's going to be the most interesting part because I just feel so solid. I think that's what I'm excited about, like approaching a relationship with this solid knowing of who Fran is.
I mean, I still feel like an idiot sometimes. I thought I did all this work and then I get out there and I'm like, wow, girl.
Right. We've talked about that too.
Ways to go.
Because you can go so far healing by yourself.
Yeah.
And then when someone brings the mirror, you're like, oh shit, wait.
Yeah.
Like, I still got it.
I've been called out on a few things and I'm like, oh shit. I thought I worked on this. Yeah. Or I didn't even know I had to work on that.
But that's awesome because it's calling it out.
Yeah.
And now you see it and you're like, okay, now I know what to pour into.
Yeah, but you ain't my mama. You know what I'm saying? Aren't you calling me out?
No,
you
not literally.
Out?
No, but you know what? We have Shannon here. Someone had sent in a question, which we didn't get to. But funny enough, I think it all worked out divinely because it fits this conversation better.
What was it?
But someone asked in my DMs, I wish I had their name, but they said, how do you bring up celibacy when you're already in the relationship and had already been having sex, but now you feel this call to celibacy, or maybe I should say abstaining. How do you bring that up to a partner?
That's when what someone asked.
When you're already having sex.
To me, that means you've all, that's a lot, because you've essentially been lying. That's like with any lie, you have to bring it up sooner than later.
What was this? Well, hold on, because I want to make sure I'm clear.
Mm-hmm.
So they were already in a relationship with a person.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a change in their perspective and decided that they wanted to start living celibate.
Right.
And so
but
now they have to break
that
news.
But they're trying to figure out
and their partner had no idea
that that's something they were interested in. No, they haven't spoken to the partner yet. They were asking for advice on how do you have that
they
conversation.
They want to be celibate. Mm-hmm. They've now had a change of heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just wean them. It's like a titty baby. You know how when you're tired of your, well, not tired of, when you decide you want to separate you know, the breast in the breastfeeding process, you just, you know, give them a little bit, take it back, you know, increments, you know, and then you stop.
And like with anything, there's a possibility that they're not going to be into it.
Yeah,
you have to have an honest conversation though.
Yeah.
Because with all relationships, it's communication. You have to talk
and alignment. Do I want what you want? Right. No. Okay. So then we have to go find who does.
Especially about something as
crucial
and present in the situation as
and
sex.
Everything is, like, and everything is unique too. So what if she's like, all right, cool. Well, you know, I'm going to be celibate and you could have a girl on the weekends or something like that. Or what if he's like, well, I need, you know, I'm in my prime right now.
Like make a configuration.
Right.
Yeah.
Something.
I used to say that. I used to be like, this is my choice, not yours. Go do you.
Or log on to adamandeve.com with them and be like,
oh, and like let them
toys.
Play like a free pass.
That's what I was saying in the beginning of my relationships.
Oh,
I'm like, go
fair.
Do you. Like, I'm out here doing me. Like, leave me alone.
Oh, okay.
That's what my approach was at the time. And when I had told that to my current partner, and they're like, no.
Nice. That's what I wanted to hear.
And I was like, oh, because maybe that's a self defense mechanism. Like, I want to protect myself. And if that, like.
And then when he goes, you're like, you jerk.
Maybe, or but that also is like the cup is half full type of thing. Like I'm giving you only some of me, and I'm only going to give you some of me, and then we're going to see if this works. Whereas, like, he's actually made me get into this relationship like I'm all in.
Mm-hmm. And he's all in.
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried the celibacy thing in a relationship, but it was funny because it was a mutual thing. Like, we just had a conversation about it one day while in the relationship, and we're like, let's try it. And tried to see if that was something we could do. And it was very hard because we lived together.
That's, yeah.
So that was, you know, when they're coming out the shower, you have to go to the kitchen. And
how long did that last?
Wash dishes. We were able to do it for like, I think we hung in there for maybe 3 months.
Damn!
Which isn't bad. But it was hard.
That's impressive. Lie.
But it what helped was that he was on tour for a lot, a big chunk of that. But then when he came back, we were like, yeah, so that was fun.
Okay. And one of those, everybody.
One of those nights you drinking wine and we were like, yeah, it was a wrap. But it was cool that we were like willing to test it out.
Yeah.
Just to see like if we could honor each other in that.
I think that to me is like the question. Like what is it that you want from a relationship?
Right.
And then finding people that match
want
that.
It too.
Yeah. It's not about changing people to have them configure into your system, but meeting people where they're at.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to be open to the fact that they might not be interested.
And that's, and then you need to be at.
And don't try to like question them either. Like if that's how they feel, that's how they feel. The same way you want how you're feeling to be honored, you have to respect that for other people.
And be secure enough in yourself to know that if it's not this person, it's somebody else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like in relationships, we get into this mindset of like, this is the only person. And it's like,
no.
Did you see how many people are walking on the streets of New York? There's a lot of people out here the world.
Not that many.
There are.
What neighborhood was we in?
What train?
Like when you stop and like, because I've been traveling a lot
three,
too.
I don't.
Like I'm in Berlin, I'm in Munich, and I'm meeting all these people. And I'm just like, damn.
That fine ass dude. Oof.
There's lots of men out here.
She was in Berlin. She sent me a video. I was like, cool.
Who's that?
And I was like, the ball player, friend. She saw his trap.
She wanted me to see, I think it was like some musicians. I was like, yeah, cool.
Who that?
Okay. Like, sounds great. Bad that way. So, but I think there's also kind of an interesting dynamic that could be played later on because like you said, you travel a lot. So like, let's say you are in a relationship or you're going to get married. Like there kind of would be maybe that practice there of going long periods of time without being with each other. Cause you're like, all right, you know, I got booked for this gig. I'm going to have to move for like 3 months. Come visit me every now and then. Like, all right, well, cool. Like, do your thing. Cause you know, y'all are so secure in each other.
And they're long distance too. So that's the beauty of it. Yeah. So it's already
the beauty of it.
Oh, y'all good.
That helps so much.
Yes, it does.
You ain't gotta worry about body heat. You know what I'm saying? You good. Y'all can just
play.
He good.
Okay. But the reason I love this conversation so much, whether you're interested in celibacy, whether you're not interested, whatever it is that you are interested in, the point of all of this is the beauty of staying true to it despite what everyone around you saying or doing, or even if your partners are into it or not. And I think that's what I respect so much, like I was saying earlier, is that she is so solid in her home frequency. And I think that's something that can be challenging in this day and age, you know, to like really just stick to what you're feeling called to do and feeling called to be and feeling called to express. And I'm like so inspired by you. And the beauty of it is, like we were saying, if tomorrow you decide that that's not what you want anymore, then that's that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take away from the power of what you did want before. It just means that you have the right to decide what works and what
and
doesn't.
And people change.
Yeah.
So you can change whenever it makes sense for you. But I'm just like,
girl. And you can leave whenever it makes sense for you too.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking like, what if you meet somebody you don't normally go on a date with, but then you have great conversation, so then you end up on another day and another day.
Yeah.
And then you finally hit them with the, like, oh, I'm celibate or abstinent. And then they're like, okay, that's cool. Like, oh, just to let you know, I'm getting my master's. So I only want a relationship that's going to last this long. Or like something random like that. Like, I think it's cool when you meet people that have something else random going on and you guys can kind of like build from that, even though you wouldn't normally date someone that's like knowingly going into it.
Yeah.
I think what we're all saying is if you can be more honest with what you want, that's where it is. Like, I love Shannon for that because she's so open-minded and she's so respectful of all the different types of relationship configurations out there that my relationship doesn't speak to any, you know what I mean? It speaks to some people, but some people will tell me about their relationship. I'm like, yeah, that's not for me, but more power to you because it works for you.
Yeah.
So I think it's being in tune and aware of what you want and being honest with that and then leading from there. And then being able to have conversations and communicate. Because in relationships, we're so afraid of losing people or hurting people that we end up keeping all these secrets to ourselves when it's just like in a friendship dynamic, I like to think that I'm honest with my friends. And that same pattern should be in a relationship where you, if anything, your partner is supposed to be the person that you're 100% with.
Yeah, and how freeing it is to show up in a relationship as your full self. Could you imagine where it's like nothing you have to be secretive about?
But yeah, and if you're hiding things, that means you're fearful. And what are you afraid of?
Right.
If you're afraid of losing this person, so then you think that there's not enough people in the world. So then you just think from a not enough, a scarcity mindset.
Right.
And when you're thinking from a place of love, it's just like, I have so much love to give. I have so much love to receive. I want this to work out. But if it doesn't, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Do you guys have any last questions for Miss Shameless Maya?
I love you, Maya.
Oh.
I just do. I don't want to just be vulgar, but when I look at you, I see bad bitchery. Like, I see awesomeness. I see somebody so confident and amazing, like your abstinence is, or your celibacy.
Whatever
celibacy, yeah.
It's such a small part of you, but it's so powerful to me. So that's why it's so interesting to talk to you about it, because there's so many cool, great, awesome, amazing things about you. So like, remember, you got that power.
Thank you.
Remember, there's a lot of power in that, okay?
I didn't know this episode was going to be all about this.
Right, we had a whole other episode planned, but that's what came out. That's what spirit wanted, Maya.
They wanted the
you
word.
Talking to the girls, to the people out there that are listening that have been trying to figure out how to navigate that.
Yeah.
Clearly somebody needed that.
I really believe in listening to the voice that's speaking to you. And that's different for everyone. Because I do think I've chosen this path, so I get a lot of resistance, like Christians that don't understand. And I think everyone has their own things that they're okay with. Like for me, I'm okay with masturbation.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I have some Christians that walk up to me and they're like, but how can you masturbate when you're a Christian? I'm like, how can you not? Like,
because it's fun.
I don't know, but like that doesn't speak to me as something evil. And I was thinking, I'm like, I guess if I was masturbating and thinking of murdering at the same time, like if that got me off, then I could see how that could be right. A problem.
Probably you would.
But if I'm not thinking of those things, like, you know, I don't know. To me, that's not a hard no. But like Yvonne Orgy, like I think she doesn't.
Wait a minute now.
Masturbate.
How are we going to have an orgy without sex?
Cut it out. Yeah, Yvonne, I don't think she masturbates either. I feel like she talked about that in an interview. Yeah.
I don't know how that, but you know what I mean? So there's.
What'd you say, Maya? I don't know.
She was like, woo, chile.
But there's layers to this.
Now, wait a minute,
goddamn. Hold on now.
You see
for
what
real
I mean?
Though, yeah.
But and that's why, like, there's
a spectrum.
No
what works for
cookie
you?
Cookie cutter for everyone. Like, what works for me doesn't work for other people. Yeah. And I don't think that people should be living life according to what somebody else does.
Yeah.
You have to live life according to your calling and the voice and whatever makes sense to you. Whatever that is.
Right.
Maybe intermittent abstaining.
I'm celibate during the week. Oh, no. Abstaining during the week.
Yeah, we have friends. I mean, obviously, we ain't going to put nobody on blast because he'll kill us.
Oh, now you
but
said
we
you.
Have a we have a friend who does intermittent abstaining.
That sounds like
he does like three month bundles.
One of my close bundles. Friends is doing this as we speak.
Oh, yeah. That's mm-hmm. the best, dude.
And he decided to do that. Well, I guess he decided not to do that.
Right.
So, you know, that's just what it is. And I crack. So many jokes, literally.
I love that though. I think it's the best.
I crack up and we laugh about it because it's got to be normal. And
right.
I don't want him to feel like we can't have the same sort of camaraderie.
Right.
You know,
right. Or that you have to like walk on it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No, we're going to talk about fucking. And we're going to laugh about it.
Like, Haz sent me a text 2 days ago
she
or yesterday.
You.
Remember? Yeah. I think I showed you. She was clowning me. She was like, you know, you're the only Taurus friend of mine who has not been sharing sexcapades this summer. And I was like, leave me alone.
Stop trolling like, me. It's my decision.
Because right? all of our Taurus friends are having a blast.
But isn't
summer.
That funny that we get trolled and we're not calling anyone out who's like living their best life and giving and receiving all the sex out there. Like that's
all the hot girl summers. I've just been hot in my apartment.
No, you got that AC turned on. I know you're cool now, but that's why you're talking about the sensations changing. With that AC right. on in there, it really gonna change.
I probably turned my fan off. No, but
I like the way legs feel on mine too much. To not have like that legs on your legs, it just feels
a warm body feels absolutely
feels, but
amazing.
About them legs, like this, this when y'all be doing like this. You know,
oh, I love that. You know,
like it's that part that just for me. I just,
that was so poetic, Dustin.
Yeah. So, like, you know, it's that. And then just other things like seeing someone like naked standing. I will never get over the rush that you get being nude in front of somebody else. I remember when
especially
I got comfortable,
back,
like
when they're walking away.
Fully, you know, how when you first start boning, like it just like you just, you know, like you might have your shirt off and pull your pants down or something like that. But once you start like getting in the shower with right. motherfuckers and you know what I'm saying?
Once you're free.
That I
didn't know there was a tattoo.
I don't
there.
Know. I just
I know. That's it.
Can't help it.
Transporting me. It's not helpful.
Isn't sorry. There something?
You know? I'm like visualizing. I'm like, uh-huh.
Like, girl, like that ankle. Like, you ever seen a motherfucker standing, you know, like that calf to ankle section naked? That is beautiful. I don't know. I don't know.
Is there something that's like redeeming yes. though about when you go out and, you know, there's that remove pressure, like, you know, like, well, I know we ain't fucking tonight, so let me put on this, or like, you know what I'm saying?
Like do you not be shaving your underarms and stuff?
No. I'm still on point.
No, I mean, like,
but that
I,
should
I think
be
that
a
makes...
lie, anyways. You know how many times back in the day I was like, I ain't gonna shave. And then.
Because in my mind, I'm thinking at least it should be fun to play dress up and get cute. And be like, well, be like, you God know, damn. I'm still gonna be seen. So.
You think I give a damn?
Sorry, say that again.
Isn't there something still fun about going out to date? Like, you know, getting dressed up in that whole process?
I mean, I like that. Yeah. Why would I stop that?
Right. Because I know some people, they actually hate dating. And they're like, I just want to find my soulmate, but I hate the process of dating. So in my mind, I'm thinking like
I mean, there's a little relief. Yeah.
Right.
Now that I'm in a relationship, I'm like, oh, shit. Thank God. Like, she's trying to be cute going salsa dancing on a Tuesday.
You ready to get these gray sweats? You know what I'm saying?
And give me one of your t-shirts.
But I also don't want to be that person that loses themselves. You know, when you're actually, my partner motivated me because he's working out all the time, and I was like, forget this. I'm traveling, and I'm like, fuck.
Let me get in the gym.
Let me get back in the gym. Let me look cute.
Don't you be no fool. What do you say? Now I understand we ain't, but I still want to.
Oh my God. I still want to.
Oh my God. Jeez.
And on that note, Maya, thank you.
Thank you so Maya, much, yes. Maya.
I feel exposed, guys.
What thank
advice,
you for that.
What final advice do you have for someone listening who is like, I really feel called to this? Just final words.
I mean, ask yourself why you're doing it. Because sometimes people do things strictly religious and it doesn't actually speak to them.
Right, just
because
they're
doing it because
following
you're
rules.
Following. I think you should follow your voice and your heart. And if you, you know, make a quote unquote mistake, then you learn from that. But just listen to yourself. Try not to play into what everyone else is telling you to do. But just be honest. And if you can take that honesty with yourself into a relationship, then you good.
And don't beat yourself up either.
Yeah.
Because I know that when you slip up, it's like you don't go crazy
right.
thinking that God hates you now right. or thinks less of you. Don't spiral. Because I think that's my only concern sometimes when people have urges and pulls for something and then they're like, oh, fuck. You know, I messed up.
That's
I never want people to feel that way.
So what Fran is saying is if you're going to go against whatever you decided to do, make sure you do it like 3 or 4 times in a session. So it's worth it. You don't waste your own time. You know what I'm saying? You're feeling bad later. That's my takeaway. Is that what you meant, Fran? That's what I got from it, Maya. You know what I'm saying?
Loose translation.
And on that note, we love you so much. You know God is looking down like, my Lord. These motherfuckers right here.
Them two would be all right. But them other two,
I don't know about
them. I ain't got no, they ain't on the list.
Look, and no plus ones.
Maya, thank you. We love you.
Thank you
for having me.
Thank you for being super transparent.
Yes,
and dope.
Man. Yes. Thank you
and
so much.
Not having no shame in your game.
Hello.
Hey.
Out here being
shameless forever.
As always, we love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll catch you next week for our 200th episode.
Hey.
We've been working.
Bicentennial on y'all hoes. Speaking of sexuality, our show is bi now officially. After next week.
Don't clown me on these streets either.
Bye, yo.
Stay black and protect your magic.